Phone Boy Speaks, episode 457, Uber Caps.
The city of Seattle has, has decided to allow Uber and Lyft and some of these other companies that offer what they call transportation network companies to offer their services in Seattle. But what they've done is that they put some restrictions on it. And of course, it's gotten a lot of news because they've limited the number of drivers that can be on the road from any one of these companies at any given time to 150. And, you know, I love the city councilman quotes in this GeekWire article. They say, "The headline should not read that the city council capped anything," Harrell said. "It should read that it allowed the ride shares to come into the industry." Well, that's an interesting play on words. Well, that's exactly what you did. I mean, they were already operating there. You have legitimized it, but you've also cut them off at the knees. It's kind of like saying, we're only going to let Netflix stream a certain amount of data to customers in Seattle because we want to be fair to Blockbuster, which is, you know, really crazy, right? So it's cutting these companies off at the knees. Now, apparently there are some other regulations, like the drivers have to have commercial insurance or something. And I'm not totally opposed to the legislation, but the 150 number seems really crazy. I haven't fully read all the, you know, what the amendments are, and it doesn't affect me because I don't live in Seattle anyway. I live, you know, an hour away in Gig Harbor, and, you know, and these companies, I don't use these companies. I think I may have done an Uber cab or something when I was in San Francisco with a bunch of other people. But, you know, I think there are technologies that disrupt other technology, you know, other established industries all the time. It's happened many times on the internet. It's going to continue to happen. I think Seattle was a little bit short-sighted in, you know, limiting the number of cabs, you know, and, you know, even the article says, well, you know, neither the taxi companies nor, you know, Uber, Lyft, et cetera, are happy with the decision. Nobody got what they wanted. I'm sure the taxi companies would prefer not to have the competition, and I'm sure that the other companies would want more drivers on the road. So, yeah, this is going to be one of those stories that's going to play out in the geek press, and it's going to get a lot, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of douchebag commentary about it, and, you know, of course, I'm giving my own douchebag commentary about it, so what can I say? But anyway, this is just one of many battles in this space, and we've seen it time and time again. Eventually, these newer companies went out, and the old companies, the old ways of doing things will either go by the wayside or live alongside the newer systems. This is just yet more disruption, and we'll continue to see how this plays out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.